So the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. He received that Holy Spirit, and then he heard those words. His Father spoke to him. He said, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." I have to say, those words for me, there are probably no other words in all of the Bible that have affected my spiritual life more than those words. When we realize that the words that God spoke to Jesus that day aren't just words for him, but they're also words for us, it changes our life. It changes our view of ourself and our relationship with God. That the Father looks upon me, he looks on you today, and he says, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And in you I am well pleased." We get to live the life of Jesus. Jesus gives his very life to us. So I'm going to take you back one more time to the manger, since we're the last day of Christmas season. Look back into the manger just for a second again today as we begin. As we look at the manger, humanly speaking, we've talked about this already, humanly speaking, it's not good, right? Poverty, there's a cold, you're in a stable giving birth. It's a very fearful situation, actually, right? Humanly speaking, we can share that in our lives. But we know that when we look at the manger, actually, what we see is all of God's love, his care, and his affection. That God the Father is looking down on his Son, and he is so proud. I like to say the star that he sent in the skies. God is saying, "I'm proud of my Son." I like showing him off a bit, you know? All of the protection that the Father gives to Jesus there. In Mary and Joseph, he gives them love, protection, and care. When he's threatened by Herod, he sends an angel to Joseph so that he can escape. Everything, all the Father's care, not only for Jesus, but we know for the whole world. His love, his care for the whole world is there in that place. Okay? God is so present. He's so real at the manger. Today, that same thing is given to us. Today, Jesus gives all of that, his life, to us. The same love, the same care, the same protection of the Father that watched over him is watching over you. Because in his baptism, you were baptized. And so you have become his beloved sons and daughters in the same manner, in grace, that Jesus is his son. So Jesus looks, God the Father looks on you and he speaks those words to you every day of your life. Think about it, as Jesus goes to get baptized, why did Jesus have to get baptized? You know, they're going down into the Jordan, right? Going down to the river, and they are saying their sins, and then John is washing them in water, right? So what did Jesus say? Jesus doesn't have any sins, right? So why is Jesus getting baptized? What does Jesus bring into the water? He brings us. The sins Jesus brings to his baptisms are our sins. Jesus brings in his baptism all of sinful humanity, the sins from the beginning to the end of time. He goes, brings them with him down into the water. When Jesus is baptized, he receives our life. He receives us and he takes us into the waters. And then in our baptism, we receive his life, the life of Jesus in us. Jesus gives us his life. I have a picture of my baptism, and in it, I was born in the 78, and so my parents are looking very 70s in this picture, way too 70s dressed. My godparents are there, and Father Bertrand was the priest who baptized me in St. Clotilde in Green Valley, my home parish. My brother Jason, though, he was baptized in the hospital. He was a blue baby. He wasn't breathing rightly. And so they were taking him off to the emergency room. And I was so proud of my dad when I found this out. My dad knew that in an emergency, he can baptize his children. Actually, anybody can baptize in an emergency. He took him to the sink. He baptized Jason before they whisked him off to the emergency room. He was fine. Thanks be to God, right? So my dad baptized him. I don't know who baptized you. Could have been a priest. Could have been a deacon. You could have had an emergency baptism like my brother did. Maybe you didn't grow up Catholic. You were baptized by a minister in another Christian church. But whoever it was, what we believe is actually, it was Jesus. Jesus was the one who baptized you. It wasn't Father Bertrand that baptized me. It was Jesus who baptized me. In every baptism, the exact same thing that happened in the Jordan River is now happening in us. Jesus is the one who took the water and poured it over my head and said the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And he claimed me, he united me to himself so that his sonship was given to me. And now I have become a beloved son, or you have become a beloved daughter of God. He not only comes and forgives our sins, he gives us his life. And now we have the life of Jesus in us. And when we say this as Catholics, we mean it. We mean it completely. You are living the life of Jesus today. All of the love, the care, and the protection of God the Father that was there in that manger is yours. God has given it all to you. Think about it. Jesus gave you Mary as your mother. He gave us Joseph from heaven as our guardian and our protector. He didn't only send an angel to Jesus, he sent an angel to you. You have a guardian angel to watch over you. And God looks at you and he is so proud to call you his daughter and his son. The same affection that's theirs is in you. But Jesus doesn't just share the manger with us. Jesus shares his whole life with us. I want you just to step back and like think of your life as I mention all these things. He shares everything with you. Jesus shares his temptations with you. And when you're in temptation, this is a great thing to be aware of. Why am I going through so much temptation? Because Jesus has shared his temptations with you. You're being tempted. But he's also there. He's there with you in the temptation to strengthen you. You don't have to fall, all right? He's there. Jesus gives his prayer to you. When you are praying, Jesus is in you praying. That's powerful. That'll change your life almost more than anything else possible. He is in you praying to the Father when you pray. Jesus gives you his poverty at times. And at times he gives you his healing. Jesus gives you his family. And your home is the life of the Holy Family being lived. Jesus is living that life in your family today. And he gives you his sufferings. He shares them with you. It's Jesus in you. He will give you his death, and you will die in Jesus. And he will give you his resurrection, and you will live forever in Jesus. The best penance I think I ever got was to pray the Stations of the Cross one time. I was on retreat. It wasn't that my sins were that horrible, all right? But I had to pray the whole Stations of the Cross as my penance, and I had to ask the question, when in my life have I lived this station? And it was very powerful. As I began that first station, Jesus being condemned, and I said, okay, Jesus, when have I lived that? Yeah, I've been condemned many times and often unjustly. Jesus, you were living that in me at that time. You were in me at that time in that condemnation. As you took up your cross, yeah, I've done that many times. I've had to carry my cross daily, right? Jesus, that's actually you in me carrying your cross. I've fallen three times over. Yeah, many times. Three times over, I've fallen. Jesus, that was you and me falling and getting back up again. Simon of Cyrene, Veronica, his death. Yeah, I've experienced death, Jesus. And it hurts. But that was your death, Jesus. You were living that in me again. In the tomb, visiting the graves of those you love. Really, my whole life is the life of Jesus in me. All of this is summed up in the words we hear in the baptism today. All of this is summed up in the Father's words. You are my beloved son, my beloved daughter, and in you I am well pleased. This is what it means to be a Christian. I want you to really take those words to heart. To imagine the Father speaking those words to you. Maybe take this passage and pray with it this week. Really spend time. Place yourself in the place of Jesus and let the Father speak these words to you. Yes, you are my beloved one, and in you I'm well pleased. So I don't know what part of Jesus' life you're living right now. Maybe just think about that for a second. What part of Jesus' life are you living right now? What are you living? What part of Jesus' life is that? But no matter what it is, God is speaking those same words to you. You are my beloved daughter, my beloved son. And in you, I am well pleased.